180 degrees. Good morning, podcast audience. Local 304, and particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Good morning, and I hope you're having a great Monday morning. As always, I want to remind you that we are in the midst of a campaign election in Local 304, and I encourage you, I really implore you, I don't know any other way to motivate you to take that election ballot and select Kenneth Hodge and William Kirkland and mail that ballot in. Don't forget to put your name on the return envelope, but mail that ballot in. Last year, over 1,000 ballots did not get cast. So I'm addressing, because if you are a part of the election process and you received your ballot, no doubt you've already mailed your ballot in. I'm reaching out to those who for years have decided just not to participate. My name is Kenny Hodge, and I require your vote. I require assistance from you in order for me to facilitate change again, and just getting better in our local. And I'm going to take a moment and campaign without campaigning. And I want to take this moment and ask a question, or better yet, I want to respond to the three or four members out of Dayton, Ohio, who, I don't know, for whatever reason, have made it their part-time job to hate Kenny Hodge. Hey, listen, folks, it really ain't that serious. You have written or posted things on Facebook about me, and none of you know me. And if you stop and think what you do know about me, you heard from a person who I'm at a constant, I have constant issues with. So you can't see that what you know about me is kind of one-sided, but it's okay. But let me say this to you. You can say whatever it is you want to say, call me whatever you want to call me, but I'm sorry, I am the best person to lead this local at this time. It doesn't matter how you see me, because I'm bringing a skill set to this position that's going to enhance our local. Again, you talk about me as if you know me. It's funny, and I know your response is, well, you talked about our local president. I didn't know that's how this works. See, it took me a while to figure this out. If I say something about the local president who has directly affected me, then you get mad. That's different, but okay. Hey, listen, I'm running for local president because I believe I can do a better job leading this local. It's time for a new vision. And people, I believe, would like to see a change. Well, we're going to find out on December 7th if they'd like to see a change. But I believe that it's time for a change. It can help our local. Now, I understand that you support your local president because it used to be your branch president. I mean, I get all that. But really, if you honestly and truly believe that Ken Hodge is not qualified and capable to run, lead, guide, direct leadership in Local 304, then you really have no clue of who I am. In my short 8 months as branch president in Columbus, we made major changes in that facility in 8 months. In 8 months, we had holiday schedules that were in favor of mail handlers not being drafted to work. Yeah, in 8 months, this is what we started. This is what I was getting done. In a short 8 months, stewards that were on the administration for Ken Hodge understood it was their responsibility to make sure they filed grievances so members didn't have to. This is the leadership. This is the guidance. Now, again, if you're already there, then you're already there. But my branch was not there, and they're still not there. In 8 months under Ken Hodge, and this is what, this is the leadership, this is the experience that I've been allowed so far. And what I'm trying to get you to understand is, in a short period of time, I got a lot of stuff done because that's what I do. And that can sound, it may sound arrogant, but if you are in Columbus, Ohio, you can disagree with me all you want, but you know I get results. I get things done. And when I say disagree with me, there is always going to be some that are not in favor of what it is I do. So I'm talking to that small percentage. But again, I wish there was no percentage, but that's not going to happen. So I say to Columbus, Ohio, and to Columbus, you can help other mail handlers in Local 304 should they get confused and ask you. Under Ken Hodge administration, supervisors in Citygate did not just perform craft work. We had a very good grasp on that. In 8 months, we did that. Right now, today, a supervisor performs more craft work than the craft do. And I guarantee you that stewards are not currently filing grievances to stop that. You see, because nobody's there to provide that guidance to the stewards in Columbus, or in my case, the branch presidents of 304. Again, if we get active, we can curtail a lot of contractual violations, but we must get active and stay active. And I'm going to be that source of energy, that inspiration, or as I like to say, that new vision that's going to come in and facilitate change. So I want to say, stewards, the branch, the current stewards, branch presidents, and all officers in 304, let me say to you, you hear me talk about change. Let me assure you that I'm not trying to come into the local and flip everything upside down. I'm not trying to sound deep, and I'm not trying to sound philosophical right now, but sometimes we can bring about change by not changing a thing, but just ensuring that we follow through. Does that make sense? So when you hear me talk about change, change will be, here's a good example of change from Kenny Hodge. We all are trained on how we file Article 3 grievances. Is that correct? So when I notice that we're not all following that same protocol, we get active to make sure we get back in line to what it is we should be doing. And what I mean by should be doing is, if we agree to process ABC in a certain manner, then it's important to me that we process it in that manner and then check the results. So I just wanted to say that because you hear me say change a lot. Now, there's going to be some things we're going to tweak, but for the most part, change to Ken Hodge is going to be, let's follow through on what it is we said we were going to do. Let's change that. Let's change the way we approach our contract. Let's change the way we approach compliance. I'm telling you, vote Ken Hodge and William Kirkland, and it's going to be fun being in local 304. I don't know any other way to say it, because when you are part of a local that understands you, that speaks for you, again, that can be kind of exciting, and I can't wait to get started. And I just want to just revisit the folks in Dayton for a second and say, this is going to sound kind of crazy, but I do thank you for all your comments and your posts, because you've definitely boosted my podcast audience. My postal podcast gets a lot more listeners now that you've become a part of it. And I know you didn't know that, but I just want to let you know, I do appreciate that. So in a, I guess, crazy kind of way, thank you. Local 304, just know, I have the skill and the will to make our local a little better, a little stronger. I ask you to give me the opportunity by voting Kenneth Hodge, local president, and voting William Kirkland as vice president. Allow us to create a new headquarter element for you that's going to take our local in a much better direction. Kenneth Hodge, Bill Kirkland, William Kirkland, excuse me, local president and local vice president, you will not be disappointed with your vote. Have a great day. I will talk to you tomorrow.